Some sports news now, and the New York Jets always seem to give the New England Patriots all they can handle. Such was the case yesterday as the Patriots hung on for a 24-17 win over the Jets in East Rutherford. The Jets certainly got off to a great start, putting Tom Brady and company into a 14-0 hole on two scores, one which came after a fumble by Pats running back Mike Gillisley. So Brady had to play comeback kid again at the age of 40. Brady tied the game at 14 just before the end of the first half after connecting with Brandon Cooks on a great fade pass down the sideline, good for 42 yards. That set up a short touchdown pass to Rob Gronkowski, who would also haul in a 33-yard pass in the third quarter to push New England's lead to 21-14. The Jets looked as if they'd closed the gap to just 3 points late in the fourth quarter when Austin Seferian Jenkins grabbed a short toss from Jets quarterback Josh McCown and just got across the orange pylon while being tackled by Malcolm Butler. But on video replay, the refs ruled that Seferian Jenkins did not have full control of the ball and only recovered it after he was forced out of bounds and the ball was turned over to the Patriots. No score for the Jets. It was an odd call because the ball never touched the ground, so it's hard to understand how Seferian Jenkins was ruled to have recovered a ball that never actually left his grasp. But the Pats were glad for the call, and they held on to secure their fourth win of the season. That puts them alone in first place for now in the AFC East. Butler and Devin McCourty each had an interception for the Patriots, and Deion Lewis ran for a one-yard touchdown, while Brady shattered yet another NFL record, passing Peyton Manning and Brett Favre for most regular season wins by a quarterback with his 187th yesterday. Now, the New York Giants went into Denver's Mile High Stadium last night without a single win on the year. The Denver Broncos had yet to lose at home. The Giants were also without six of their starters due to injury, including their all-star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. So guess what happened? That's right. The Giants came away with a 23-10 win. Jason Pierre-Paul had three sacks for the Giants, and the defense also created points when Janoris Jenkins picked off Trevor Siemian for a 43-yard interception touchdown return just before the half. New York went into the locker room with a 17-3 lead and never looked back in notching their first win of the season. The Broncos dropped to 3-2. Other notables from around the league include the Kansas City Chiefs losing for the first time, a defeat at the hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers, so there are no longer any undefeated teams in the league. And the Green Bay Packers will be without their best player the rest of the season after all-star quarterback Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone in a loss to the Minnesota Vikings. Big blow for the Packers. To Major League Baseball, and the Chicago Cubs will have to climb out of a fairly deep hole if they want to repeat as World Series champions, because last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers went up 2-0 over the Cubs in the National League Championship Series when third baseman Justin Turner did his best Kirk Gibson impression, hitting a walk-off bottom of the ninth 3-run homer to give the Dodgers a 4-1 win. And Turner's heroics came on the 29th anniversary of the night in 1988, when the most famous Dodgers home run in franchise history was hit by Gibson in Game 1 of the World Series off All-Star closer Dennis Eckersley, a walk-off that propelled the Dodgers to an upset win over the heavily favored Oakland A's that year. It was also the last World Series title for Los Angeles, so Turner's walk-off last night against John Lackey in the bottom of the ninth has folks in L.A. thinking about breaking that nearly three-decade drought. The series shifts to Wrigley Field tomorrow night. And tonight in the Bronx, the New York Yankees will try to dig out of an 0-2 hole they also find themselves in against the Houston Astros. CeCe Sabathia has been the Yankees' best starter in the playoffs. He gets the ball tonight against Charlie Morton for Houston. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins look simply lost on the ice without their best player, Patrice Bergeron, who's nursing an injury that's kept him sidelined for the team's first 5 games of the season. And the Bruins dropped 2-3 on the year after a 3-1 lackadaisical loss against the expansion Golden Knights in Las Vegas. The UVM men's hockey team picked up a 3-2 road win against Union last night. The eventual game-winning goal scored by Max Kaufman, his first collegiate tally. The goal came late in the second. It broke a 2-2 tie. Craig Puffer and Matt O'Donnell also scored for the Catamounts. They are 2-2 on the year. UVM women's soccer team took on Hartford at a rematch of last year's America East semifinals. Yesterday's match went to double overtime before Hartford won it on the only goal of the game by Julia Carr in the 102nd minute. UVM's field hockey team also went to double overtime, but with a better result, securing a 1-0 win over UNH on a strike by Rachel Phillips just over a minute into the second overtime. First league win for the Catamounts. They upped their overall record to 5-9 with the victory. And Julia Richards scored a hat trick to lead Middlebury to a 7-0 romp over Husson as the Panthers improved to 11-2 on the season.